comedy stars of Broadway. Presented by Alka-Seltzer. Featuring Frank Crummett with his Broadway band. For your enjoyment on this transcribed program, Frank has as his special guest another famous comedy star of Broadway, Monroe Silver, internationally known as the originator of Cohen on the Telephone. But here's Frank Crummett now to greet you and to tell you more about the fun to come.
Thank you very much, Senor Gallup, and greetings, everybody. You know, we've got quite a gala performance in store for you. First off, we have with us those three Park Avenue playboys, the Toon Twisters, who joined the orchestra in making our first offer. Have you got any castles, Bibby?
Have you got any castles you want me to build, baby? Have you got any dragons you want to have killed, baby? I'll get into my seven-league boots. I'll get into my bulletproof suits. I'll get out my revolver that shoots. And rat-a-da-da-da-da-da, down they'll go. Have you got any mortgages you want to have paid, baby? Have you got any villains you want to have laid to rest? After all my adventure is through, and I bring home a dragon or two, you can tell all the papers I did it because I did it because I love you. Have you got any mountains that you want to have climbed? Whoa, baby. Have you got any oceans that you want to have swum? Whoa, baby.
I'll get out of my bonnet and shawl. I'll get into my nothing at all. I'll give out with my white smell and claw. And over the waves I'll go splash, splash.
Have you got any continent you want me to fly? Whoa, baby. Oh, there just isn't anything that I wouldn't try for you. After all my adventure is through, and I hang up a record or two, you can tell all the papers that real good bit it is cause I'm in love with you.
Yeah, nice warbling boys there, nice warbling. And not to be outdone now, Harry Brewer, Manhattan xylophonist extraordinary, steps forward to do some fancy business on the woodblocks in the special arrangement of an old standby, Ragging the Scale. You surely have a technique with those hammers that's terrific, if not terrifying. But now here's our technician of speech, Mr. Frank Gallup, to talk about the technique of something terrifically important to us all, the art of keeping healthy.
Yes, sir, good health is mighty important. And so, friends, whenever you're troubled with a headache, an upset stomach, morning after misery, or a touch of acid indigestion, just drink a sparkling, refreshing glass of Alka-Seltzer and see what prompt, pleasant relief you get.
That's right, Frank. Alka-Seltzer is exactly the thing to take. You know, my experience has been that Alka-Seltzer brings almost immediate relief. And I've often wondered why it's so much faster.
Well, that's really easy to explain. You see, it's because Alka-Seltzer is already dissolved when it reaches your stomach.
Oh, already dissolved, eh?
Exactly. You see, when you take Alka-Seltzer, you don't have to swallow some disagreeable tablet. You dissolve the Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water, then you drink the sparkling solution this makes. There's never any shaking or stirring when you take Alka-Seltzer. No trouble at all. It's ready to go to work the moment it reaches your stomach.
Well, surely there are other reasons why Alka-Seltzer is so quickly effective.
You bet there are other reasons. Since Alka-Seltzer contains an analgesic, sodium acetyl salicylate, it first brings prompt relief from your pain and discomfort. Then, because of the alkalizing properties it contains, it helps correct the cause of the trouble when associated with hyperacidity.
Oh, Frank, don't forget to tell them that Alka-Seltzer tablets are obtainable
at all drugstores in 30 and 60 cent size packages. Or you can get a sparkling glass of Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore soda fountain.
Well said, Frank. No wonder Alka-Seltzer is such a favorite everywhere. And now, good people, the boys and I are going to do our little bit with a number that is very, very effervescent. We're now going collegiate and introduce you to Sweet Varsity Sue. A crimson rose for Harvard, she wears a marigold for Old Purdue, and when you see her at New Haven, her chrysanthemum is Bula Blue. She wears a golden rod for Notre Dame and a violet for NYU. But the rarest, fairest flower of all is Sweet Varsity Sue. For dear old Siwash and their debating team. You know, I just can't help butting in with this band. And now here's our guest, Broadway's star of comedy, Monroe Silver, perhaps more familiarly known to you as Cohen on the Telephone.
I said the wind, that makes like shh, like that, came along and blew down my shutter outside my house. But after I got it fixed, we all went to Levi's wedding. It's too bad you wasn't at Levi's wedding, Frank. The woman he married was so homely she could sue nature for damages. Well, you've often heard of people's faces being wrinkled. Hers was accordion pleated. They went together for 7 years, and the reason they went together so long was she wouldn't marry him while he was drunk, and he wouldn't marry her while he was sober. The ceremony was beautiful. It only took 10 minutes. The supper took 3 hours. As they marched down the alley, the band played Mendelbaum's Wedding March. 3 bridesmaids held up the bride's dress, and 2 safety pins held up the groom's pants. The minister said $2. Levi said, "I haven't got the $2, but I'll give you $1 and let you kiss the bride." The minister took 1 look at the bride and gave him 50 cents to call it off. It came time to kiss the bride. Everybody wanted to go home. Only supper wasn't served. The best man was the guy who hollered, "Supper's ready." You ought to see the way they rushed and the things they had to eat. Chicken crickets. You know what that is? It's a codfish ball with a feather in. Levi put the pickled onions in his pocket. He thought they were camphor balls. Goldstein wouldn't eat the roast beef because the gravy didn't match his vest. After they got through eating, they played games. Push, push in the corner. I got a kick in the push and laid in the corner all night. They played another game called Fine or Superfine. You guessed the number, then had to kiss the girl. If you didn't kiss her, you had to give her $1. After the game, my wife had $30. I forgot to tell you, there was 1 Irishman there, and that was enough. They gave him a drink of punch, and right away he wanted to fight. He couldn't fight. Me and my 2 brothers and 3 cousins, we nearly licked him. But everybody's got trouble. My oldest boy came home from college. He said he found out in college he came from a monkey. I said, don't blame me, it might be on your mother's side. He said he found out in college his forefathers lived in the trees. I said, you only had one father, that's me. He said something about being a liar, but I didn't argue with him. The only way I could prove it, when he asked me for money, I told him to get it from his other three fathers. But my youngest boy, 15 years of old age, there's some loafer. Last summer, I took him to the seashore. The first thing he did was to cut a hole in the lady's bathhouse. I didn't care, only someone stuck their finger in my eye. The other day, he brought a big dog in the house. I said, ain't I got enough to feed without feeding a dog? He said, Papa, this is a watchdog. This dog can tell a thief the minute he sees one. The dog was in the house. 15 minutes, he bit me 3 times. Then I got him a job in the bank. He only lasted 1 week. You know, you can't work in the bank and bring home samples. I thank you.
Yeah, and we thank you, too, Monroe Silver. You've got something there, which not only expresses our sentiments about your comedy act, but also, my friends, happens to be the title of our very next number. You've Got Something There.
Everybody knows that no matter what you do, it is always wise to be careful. If you're a professional man or woman, or if a factory worker, a farmer, a housewife, or if you work in an office, it always pays to be careful. And most of us are careful, especially when it comes to crossing streets or driving a car. But are you careful about what you eat and drink and how much you eat and drink? It's easy to go to extremes when you're real hungry and the food looks good, even though you know that overindulgence in any way is never wise. But when you do go a little too far, and as a result suffer with a headache, an upset stomach, morning after misery, or some other similar ailment, the thing to do right then and there is to alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. You see, Alka-Seltzer offers quick relief from your discomfort and then helps correct the cause of the trouble when associated with hyperacidity. And in addition to its effectiveness, Alka-Seltzer is pleasant to taste and it has no laxative after effects. Try it the very next time you suffer with some common ailment. All druggists have these modern alkalizing tablets in 30 and 60 cent size packages. Alka-Seltzer is also served by the glass at all drugstore soda fountains. Remember to try a sparkling glass of Alka-Seltzer to get pleasant relief the next time you help yourself to too much.
Well, before we say goodbye, I'd just like to tell you, Monroe Silver, that we hope you'll be back soon again with your friends, Cohen and Levi.
Well, you know me, Frank, if you make the price right.
Why, Monroe, we always pay our entertainers what they're worth.
That's what I was afraid of, Frank.
Well, okay, Monroe, we'll do even better than that. We'll be seeing you. And good people, we hope you'll be listening for us again real soon.